And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Luke Hines and I'm going to be with you for the next hour. And today I couldn't be happier because I am joined by Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Good morning, Angel.
Good morning all. How are we?
Very, very good. And of course, as always, our resident pharmacist and master herbalist, Gerald Quigley.
Angie. Terrific to see you.
Terrific to see you. It is so good. And we hope everyone out there, even if you've got a couple of sore heads, are having a great Sunday so far. Can I just say, how good was that grand final? Didn't matter who you went for. It was the type of game that you were truly on the edge of your seat right to the very end.
Try selling that story to the Brisbane Lions supporters. But anyway.
The lead changed 11 times. And if there's anything that that did to me is it increased my blood pressure, which happens to be a very topical conversation today because first up, we're going to talk about high blood pressure. Now, guys, many people don't even know they have it, GQ.
It's called the silent killer, Heinzie, and it's not called that for nothing because we take it for granted. We just assume that everything's tickety-boo inside our body. But if our blood pressure rises, which is good, but it doesn't settle back to normal levels, that's not good. So the whole thing is here, the ebbs and flows of your blood pressure and managing it correctly.
Well, we're going to be joined by Natalie Raffull, a spokesperson for the Heart Foundation, to discuss its main risk factors is actually heart disease, which leads to strokes and heart attacks, the importance of having a checkup regularly, what makes for a normal reading, and what you should do if it's too high. Now, Zoe, do you get scared of a thunderstorm?
Bit. I know Emily does, and I know my cats do.
Now, it might be just because of the noise and the lightning that goes along with it, but for many people, it's also thunderstorm asthma season, where, GQ, now help me out here, wind and moisture in the air during a thunderstorm are going to make asthma a whole lot worse?
This is all about weather patterns, Heinzie, and the typical weather patterns, certainly in the southern states in Melbourne, in Victoria, is you get a hot spell, you get lots of wind, a build-up to a storm, pollen starts floating around, rain particles hit those pollen particles, break them up, we inhale them, and if you have almost subclinical or a diagnosed asthma, that can really turn the whole thing on its head, which what happened last time. So we just need to talk about, and we will, with our expert later on, some elementary precautions so that never happens to you.
Thunderstorm asthma sounds like the plot of a Marvel movie. I'm just going to say it sounds very dramatic. So what I'm exciting is we're going to look at what precautions are needed to minimise the impact on us all. Yeah. We'll have a chat with Anthony Flynn, a senior manager for research at Asthma Australia. He's going to take us through an action plan so the vulnerable amongst us can prepare for what's ahead. Plus, we've got a friend of yours in here, Zoe, naturopath Dr. Simone Labshaw. Now, Simone's clinic is in Harley Street in London. Very fancy if you've been over there. And she tells the story of how business was born with our very own Elle McPherson when she became a client and going to share some lifestyle changes that we can all consider. So it's a bit of a jam-packed show, don't you reckon?
Let's go.
Let's do
Fantastic.
It, guys. We are here for you. I'm all about food, fitness, and making sure you've got a positive mindset. Zoe, you are our go-to when it comes to hormonal balance and recipe production. And of course, GQ, you're the man in the hot seat. So keep those calls coming in. 131-873. We'd love to hear from you. Next up, how we can try to beat high blood pressure right here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Wellico Super Elixir at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Our number is 131-873. Please give us a call. And if you're listening to this topic on blood pressure, GQ's here, and he can run through how to manage your blood pressure as well. But first, high blood pressure can have serious health implications, yet most of us won't even know that we have it if we don't have regular checkups. Joining us on the line is Natalie Raffull, a qualified cardiology clinical pharmacist and spokesperson for the Heart Foundation. Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a simple question, but can you please explain just what high blood pressure is?
Sure. So blood pressure is the pressure that your blood exerts on the walls of your arteries. So high blood pressure, or hypertension is the clinical term, is when your blood pressure is permanently or persistently elevated. And this can put a lot of strain on many organs across your body, especially your heart and your kidneys, and it can increase your chances of having a heart attack or stroke in the future.
Natalie, it's interesting. We hear so much about sort of prevention and what we can actually do. But is it possible that you can have some of these symptoms? And also, what are these symptoms? Like, what should we be feeling if we have high blood pressure?
Well, unfortunately, many people, in fact, the majority, may have high blood pressure and feel nothing at all. It's known as one of the silent risk factors or killers of heart disease. And that's why it's really important to have regular checkups with your doctor. It is possible that with really, really high blood pressure, you can have things like headaches or generalized symptoms that are not really specific. And so it's always really, really important to have those regular checks.
Natalie, we're talking about a machine which has got more letters than will fit on a Scrabble board, a sphygmomanometer. I'm a firm believer in having a blood pressure monitor at home. I'm sure in your clinical days you'd have people coming to you saying, I've had a random blood pressure check somewhere and I'm really concerned that it's high. That puts more pressure on their system. It goes up and up and up. Do you feel that having the reassurance of a blood pressure monitor at home gives you more control?
Well, absolutely. It does put, you know, the power back into your hands in terms of being able to check your blood pressure really regularly. We recommend regular blood pressure checks from the age of 18 or as part of a more holistic heart health check with your GP from 45. But
sure.
Certainly if you know, you've had a high reading, if you have diagnosed high blood pressure or if you have heart disease, it's really important to have regular checks. So having one at home is really handy. I guess the other thing to note is that high blood pressure, you know, the way it's diagnosed is not a one-off reading.
Mm-hmm.
It's several readings over several days or even weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so having that regular opportunity to check your blood pressure is great.
Yep, good.
I think there's going to be a lot of people listening to this going, okay, I might be experiencing some of these symptoms, but what actually causes high blood pressure? And in that, is it linked with our cholesterol?
Yeah, well, there's lots of overlap. So a lot of people will have coexisting high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Unfortunately, you know, that's the way these risk factors come about in us, in that there's not a single cause of high blood pressure, but there's a number of risk factors that increase your chances of having high blood pressure. And many of them, unfortunately, also increase your chances of having high cholesterol. And that's why there's that overlap. Some of these risk factors for developing high blood pressure, you can't really do much about. Things like your family history, your genetics, your age, and there's many things that you can do something about, which is good. Your eating patterns, especially if you're eating lots of salty foods, how much alcohol you drink, whether you smoke, and how physically active you are.
It's interesting because we get told, obviously, you know, live a healthy diet, eat the Mediterranean style of eating as well. But obviously, stress plays such a huge impact on it. How regularly should we be measuring? I mean, I agree with Gerard, this should be done at home. And really, what should this reading be? I mean, what's going on here?
Yeah, that's right. Well, look, there's lots of advice out there. The key recommendation I'd give everyone listening is that if you're 18 and over, you should be having regular blood pressure checks at least every 2 years. And from 45, it should be as part of that really holistic check with your GP. The reading itself, so your GP or your doctor will help you, help guide you about what that reading should be, because it might be different according to your specific circumstance. But generally, a normal blood pressure reading is 120 over 80 millimetres of mercury. And there's two numbers, because the top number is your systolic blood pressure, and that's the pressure, your blood pressure when your heart is contracting. And the bottom number is your diastolic blood pressure, and that's the blood pressure when your heart is relaxing between beats.
Natalie, I've been concerned for a long time about the indiscriminate use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and there's a whole string of them on the market. Many of them you can just pick up without even checking with anyone. What role do they play in kidney function and therefore blood pressure?
Well, that's right. You know, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory like Nurofen over the counter, they can have impacts on our heart health and our kidney health more broadly that many people don't know about. Certainly, they can increase your blood pressure. They can also have really devastating consequences if you have heart failure, so they should be avoided if you have heart failure. And they can create changes in your kidney function, especially if you're, you know, dehydrated or taking other medicines, as you know, in combination with them. So it's really important to check with your pharmacist at the point of purchase whether or not these medicines are right for you.
Yeah.
Natalie, this has been such an important conversation, and I think it's important to note that their lifestyle changes make a massive difference, such as more exercise and eating healthier foods. So I want to thank you for joining us today. And if people want more info on high blood pressure, healthy recipes, and there's even a heart age calculator survey that you can actually do, head to www.heartfoundation.org.au. Natalie, we hope you have an incredible weekend. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Natalie.
Now, we are going to go to your calls now. We've got Helen in Campbelltown. Good morning, Helen.
Hello, Helen.
Good morning. Thank you for an excellent program.
Pleasure.
How do you treat teenage pimples, the 15-year-old who swims every day in a chlorine pool?
I've been through that stage with one of my grandsons, Helen, and it really is a struggle for them because these are usually fit young blokes that want to try and look their best. So they're actually still developing, they're growing, their hormone levels are changing. It's important that when he gets out of the pool, he uses an appropriate cleanser, and he can get some advice on that, as soon as he can to wash the chlorine away from his face, and if he's got a back brush from his back as well, because normally one will associate the other. There's a number of treatments that are usually oil-free, and it's a matter of just helping him understand that he can take control of his skin and still enjoy his swimming. Eating clean is important, and if he's a competitive swimmer, he'll be managing what he eats very, very carefully. Is that a fair comment, Zoe?
Oh, absolutely. And I think when we look at different foods, we kind of look at these key nutrients. Zinc is a huge one. We know that not only does it help with our immune function, it also helps with how we actually produce oil within our skin. So supplementing is a great idea. I advise that basically you have it after you eat food because it can make you feel a little bit sick. But again, we adopt that very anti-inflammatory, very colourful, very sort of rich diet in all of the elements like vitamin A that are going to help to support, you know, the antioxidant process as well.
Good. And good luck to him too if he's a swimmer. It's great sport.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your call, Helen. Keep those calls coming in after the break.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When allergies strike, do itchy eyes stop you in your tracks? Try Zaditan from Chemist Warehouse. It works fast to relieve itchy eyes within minutes, followed by lasting relief for up to 12 hours. Try Zaditan eye vials 0.4ml, 20s or Zaditan eye drops 5ml from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Australian product information and New Zealand data sheet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Please phone us, 131 873. This show is all about you and making your life happier and healthier. So if you have any health concerns whatsoever, it might be about vitamins and minerals or a medication or an injury, we've got GQ, we've got Zoe BP here. I'm also going to throw my hat in the ring. So let's take those calls right now, starting with Sam in Yagoona. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Sam.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Thanks very much for your program.
Pleasure.
I've got a female friend who's got itchy eyes, and she was wondering, she uses essential ingredients a bit, lemongrass, and she was wondering, is there, she's 100% certified organic vegetarian. I was just wondering, would you have some natural remedies for her, please?
There's a couple of aspects of this, Sam, that you can pass on. And if she's got itchy eyes, it's probably in response to some sort of allergic reaction, which we'd probably call hay fever. Now, she can buy eye drops, the soothing eye drops that are natural base. Remember, it's got to be sterile that goes in your eyes, so you can't just throw anything in there. And she's probably best off, if she wishes to treat the symptom, getting advice from her pharmacist. She needs the little vials, not the bottle, but the little vials which don't have a preservative, which means it takes one chemical out of the equation, to carry in her handbag, and whenever her eyes are itchy, she can use them. But more particularly, these symptoms arise because she's inhaling an allergenic bit of material. So rinsing, and we'll talk about that later with thunderstorm asthma, rinsing constantly with isotonic saline, again without a preservative, reduces the risk of these symptoms arising. Okay, and Zoe, we'll throw in some things here of keeping the anti-inflammatory food intake with things like what, Zoe?
So it's interesting, obviously, being a vegan and a vegetarian, it does limit your intake of omega-3 fatty acids. And what we need is we need a lot of those beneficial anti-inflammatory oils to come in there. So she needs to kind of steer down the path towards our seaweeds, our algae, you know, beautiful nuts and seeds. My favourite is definitely hemp seed. It's got the perfect ratio of omega-3, 6 and 9 for the body to absorb all of those fats. Chia seeds are also fantastic, and your flax seeds and walnuts. But the other element to actually look into is those histamines. So obviously what we've got is we've got some underlying inflammation flaring up there. And what we want to do is we kind of want to hose it out. So first of all, we need to make sure that we're reducing some of those histamine foods. Unfortunately, that is red wine and chocolate, and does also fall into the berries. And we're going with those beautiful antihistamine foods again, which really steer us towards those omega-3 fatty acids. And even little things like bromelain, which is found in pineapple, you know, do a beautiful juice in the morning, pineapple, beetroot, carrot, put a tablespoon of your chia seeds in it, and at least that's a gorgeous way to kind of support the body. And I always think get some good probiotics in there and just make sure that gut is doing its job well.
Absolutely, Zoe. Thank you, Zoe. And thank you, Sam, for the call. Let's go to Jenny in Caulfield. Good morning, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Good morning. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to India in a couple of weeks, and I've had all my vaccinations, and my query is about malaria tablets. Some people, even when I actually got the script filled at Chemist Warehouse, the pharmacist was she was fabulous. She said, you really need to know there's quite severe side effects. You need to take it with a big glass of water. You need to stand up for half an hour first because it's really bad on your stomach. Other people had really bad reactions to it. I just wanted to get your feedback.
Boy, that's a bit of a dampener on the trip, Jenny, isn't it? So much for sharing your excitement. Bear in mind that the risk of malaria is a real risk. So if you're going into a malaria area, it's a matter of managing those potential side effects. Not everybody gets an adverse effect from a medication. But if it's a short-term thing compared to catching and living with malaria for the rest of your life, it's a no-brainer. So follow the instructions, and whatever those instructions are for that particular medication, which your doctor has given you to reduce your risk of contracting malaria, then just go for it. So, you know, just be focused, and the main thing is be positive about enjoying this fantastic trip.
Absolutely, GQ. I wish we were all coming with you. Now, we've got some incredible calls that we'll get to shortly, all about high blood pressure. But first, GQ, you've probably heard all about triggers, and you too, Zoe. We all get triggered by certain things. Now, they're those things we encounter occasionally that can cause emotional reactions, and usually negative ones based on past experience. GQ, what's a trigger for you?
I'm looking at it.
Zoe, I'll throw to you now. What's a trigger for you that may cause stress?
Look, I think particularly when it comes to being a mother, you know, the screaming baby, you know, that when the child's, you know, incessantly kind of asking you a question, it doesn't matter how calm you are. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Yep. Mum, where's my thing?
It's only the first 30 years.
And I have a husband as well who tends to do that. So I think for me, you know, what I've personally learned is how to kind of, you know, breathe through that process and a level of acceptance as well. And remove myself from the situation.
Okay, I love it. And I'll tell you why I'm talking about this, guys. There's a fantastic article this week on houseofwellness.com.au, and it is all about discovering what a glimmer is, which is the opposite of a trigger. And a glimmer is something that actually gives you a memory or a feeling or a sensation of feeling really good and calm. Now, a glimmer for me is spending time with my two dogs. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. They're very calming. It keeps me off my devices, and it brings me so much joy and reduces stress. What would a glimmer for you be, GQ?
Well, I'm just concerned that we perceive every trigger as negative. That's a positive trigger.
It's a positive trigger.
Why
a
bring
glimmer?
Another? Yeah. Why bring? Well, what? Who invents these words anyway?
I love it, Zoe. Can you leave us with one glimmer that lights up your day?
Look, I definitely have this memory as a child of lying on Primrose Park Oval and the sun was pouring down on me. And what I often do is when I am going through a moment of rumination or flux, I pull that memory into my space because, as we know, you know, the neuroplasticity, it will then rise out and we have some healthy coping mechanisms.
Yeah, look.
We need those.
I love it. We need them more than ever these days. So just think how good they are for your mental health. They reduce stress. So today, instead of being triggered, be glimmered. Look for those little pockets of joy in your day.
Or be positively triggered.
Oh, I love that, GQ. It's fantastic. Please keep those calls coming in this morning for any health questions. 131 873. Next up, Elle McPherson's health and wellbeing journey right here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Discover the transformative power of the Super Elixir, Australia's iconic vegan greens powder, pioneered by supermodel Elle McPherson. This carefully curated formula contains 40 plus ingredients, including whole foods and herbal extracts that nourish your body from within. Experience the wonders of healthier hair, skin and nails, along with supported energy levels and digestive health. The Super Elixir is available in two award-winning flavours for just $74.99 each at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Wellico's Super Elixir at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back. You are listening to the House of Wellness and be sure to phone in on 131 873. We'd love to hear from you and we'll get to your calls very shortly. But first, Elle McPherson is one of our most iconic women. And today we hear the story of her Australian-born global business, Wellco, that she founded back in 2014. Joining us on the line is Dr. Simone Labscher, a clinical naturopath based in London. Welcome to the show and good morning, Simone.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. We wanted to track the story of how Wellco was created, and it starts when Elle was about to turn 50.
Yes. Yeah, so Elle came actually to see me as a patient in London over 10 years ago. She was referred from another colleague that I, a client that I'd helped actually on the cancer journey many years before. So she was referred. She didn't come to me and saying, oh, I hear that you're, you know, that you invent wellness formulas and supplements. Would you like to do a business? Quite the contrary. Absolutely not. She just came to me as a client, wanting to improve her health. She was approaching 50 and she was feeling tired and, you know, craving sugar and gaining weight and just was really not feeling herself and not feeling very strong mentally and physically. So she just came to me like any other client. And you know, changed her and her diet. She had high inflammation and, you know, just like any other girl approaching 50, all the things that, you know, a normal client would be experiencing. Yes, so even the body, also can be feeling a little bit out of sorts sometimes. So, so she came to me like any other client and I treated her and put her on some of my supplements and she had a radical change in her wellness with only 1 month. And then she asked me off the cuff statement, leaving my London Harley Street clinic all those moons ago, could I take all these capsules and put them into a powder for her? And that's how the Super Elixir was born.
Simone, I love that you intimated that Elle's just like a normal person because she seems pretty abnormal and incredible to all Australians and probably all of the women around the world as well. Obviously, hormones, you know, turning 50, I'm 45 now and definitely changes are happening to my body. Obviously, Elle was going through some of those changes. Where do you think that supplements and the diet were really like? What was she doing wrong? Because she must have so much access to such a great wealth of information and, you know, amazing practitioners. What did she add in there that was so unique that made this change?
Yeah, so that's a great point because that was really the heartbeat behind when she, you know, walked into my clinic, emptied around about, you know, 15 different supplements on my desk and really got quite emotional and said, look, I'm eating clean. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I'm taking all these supplements. Why don't I feel well? Like, what is wrong? And she was really kind of at the end of herself. So And then we realized that the supplements she was taking were not bioavailable, so they weren't working. They were just kind of coming in and flushing out. So number one, I think now that the world has become more toxic, supplementation used to be a bit of a luxury, but now it's a necessity because the world has simply changed. And with her high inflammation and her hormones also, you know, she was, you know, going into, she was in perimenopause. So as a result, instead of actually looking directly at her hormones initially, I did a blood test and could see that they were out, but I looked upstream and I could see that the foundations of her health were not in place. So, you know, I had to clean up her diet. As I said, because her inflammation was so high, that's why her energy was so low. Her detox, she wasn't detoxifying very well. So detox pathways were a bit blocked. So I had to really, you know, look to see how I could calm down that inflammation storm and also get her absorbing well. Her gut wasn't working well. So instead of just racing off and giving her hormones, I chose to, as I said, to really start and really restore those foundations of her health. And that's why initially those super greens and the formula I created for her was so imperative, because it allowed her body to function correctly. Because we're all identically different, but we all have 100 trillion cells. But by helping her function and absorb and her gut work well, calming down the inflammation, as I said, that had a beautiful effect also on her hormones. And that's why she was like, oh my gosh, if I have access to all of this and I'm feeling so rubbish, I have to do this as a business and get this out, because God help the rest of the world if you know, really, as I said, if she had access, as like you said, Zoe, to so much. And she was struggling. She thought, gosh, as a gift back to the world, I need to do this to launch Wellco.
Simone, it is such an incredible story, Simone. We talk about powder formulas known as ingestible beauty, and it's really only in the last 10 years ago that people hadn't really heard about this term, but it's all about beauty and wellness solutions for skin, hair, nails, body, and mind health. Can you run me through some of the ingredients that we should be looking for in these formulas?
Yeah, I think that with the beauty through wellness, there's a few things. So once again, the inflammation story, I'm big on that because that's a common denominator of internal aging. So yes, you want to have less wrinkles, but you also want to prevent disease. You want both. Yeah, you want to feel great and you want to look great. You want the combination. So I think definitely when you look at the label, you want to be looking for whole food, plant-based. So if it looks like it did in nature, then you know it's a whole food. So you want to be looking for things like wheatgrass and barley grass. So getting those good greens in place. Plus you want to be looking for when it comes to, like, example, a collagen, then you want to be looking for what I feel is the best is a clean sourced marine collagen. But you also want to be looking, like, in all of the line that I've developed for Wellco, whether it's a super elixir, the protein or collagen, all of the different formulas, even particularly the beauty through wellness, you want to see those enzyme blends. You want to be looking for bromelain that we use, example, from pineapple. You want to be making sure that you don't just slap something together. Mm. When I formulate, you want to make sure that, yes, it's great ingredients, but you also want to be looking to see for the bioavailable vitamin C, for example, which accelerates the effectiveness of the collagen. Mm. Then you want to have a look at the digestive enzymes to make sure the gut absorbs it. So you can't just kind of throw together some collagen and hope for the best. You want those cofactors. You want them plant-based. You want to encourage your body to build its own collagen, for example, and then you want to make sure that it actually works and actually absorbs at a gut level.
I couldn't have said it better myself. The good news is suitable for both males and females, 18 plus. They can mix with water or added to a smoothie. It has been absolutely great to talk to you, Simone, and to just get a little bit more insight into Elle McPherson's health and wellness journey. Now, keep those calls coming in. We'll get to them very shortly, 131-873. After the break, what we need to know about thunderstorm asthma right here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When allergies strike, do itchy eyes stop you in your tracks? Try Zaditen from Chemist Warehouse. It works fast to relieve itchy eyes within minutes, followed by lasting relief for up to 12 hours. Try Zaditen Eye Vials 420s or Zaditen Eye Drops 5ml from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Australian product information and New Zealand data sheet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Zaditen Allergy Eye Drops at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
The thunderstorm asthma season is upon us, and this morning we look at the precautions to take against this. Joining us on the line is Anthony Flynn, the Senior Manager for Research, Information and Evaluation at Asthma Australia. Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Can you tell us just how bad can thunderstorm asthma be for people with asthma?
Yeah, we can't overstate how bad it can be for people with asthma. Thunderstorm asthma is an entity that can cause severe asthma flare-ups. They can become life-threatening. And you might remember, and your listeners might remember, the tragedy of 2016 in Melbourne where we experienced an epidemic thunderstorm asthma event which tragically took the lives of 10 people, caused thousands of hospital presentations and exhausted our emergency services. So it's a pretty important thing to understand.
Anthony, I was actually in Melbourne when that happened and was with a friend when he actually had an asthma attack, and I was incredibly unsure as to what was actually going on. What normally triggers this?
Yeah, it's important to know that too. So a thunderstorm asthma is triggered by exposure to pollen grains, pollen particles, especially ryegrass pollen. This exposure normally happens in the upper airways and those pollens usually get trapped in the nose. But in a thunderstorm event, the pollen is reduced in size. It's swept up by the thunderstorm. It absorbs moisture in the thunderstorm clouds, and it's released in much smaller particle sizes, which can be inhaled into the lungs. So it's when it's inhaled into the lungs and it results or it can cause these catastrophic symptoms of that we know of asthma flare-ups, you know, the wheeze, the cough, the chest tightness and shortness of breath. So essentially it's an exposure to smaller particles of ryegrass pollen.
Anthony, we need to be careful here where we don't put... We've just got to try and put this into perspective. Yes, there was a major event in 2016, but what it did was expose the fact that many people with asthma or undiagnosed asthma have been given very poor advice on how to manage that asthma. Even something as simple as using a preventer regularly. Something like, I'd love to know the percentage of people who have got a preventer at home who never use it. It just doesn't make any sense. So, you know, I think we just need to be careful that we don't frighten people with asthma. More important, the message has to be, if you have asthma, make sure you've got some saline for irrigation without a preservative that you can use regularly. Control your symptoms. Use your preventer. Just keep some antihistamines on hand. And if your asthma tends to be out of control, surely it would be a matter of getting that asthma plan discussed with your GP. So you've got it all there rather than just think, she'll be right, mate, I'll be okay. What are we doing wrong here?
We totally agree. I think there's, you know, we would suggest there's a lot that can be done and that perhaps is not being done at an individual level, at a service delivery level. So you're right. The people at highest risk in the 2016 event were those where asthma was known. There was a known pollen allergy, but they weren't taking their inhaled preventer. So if you're a person who knows that you're wheezy during those spring and pollen seasons, it's a really good reason to have a chat with your doctor and make sure, and your pharmacist, to make sure that you have access to, you are on the treatment, the preventer treatment that can be effective at reducing your risk during thunderstorm season. And then that really can be an effective, a highly effective treatment. There are a lot of people, as you mentioned, that are recommended and prescribed inhaled preventer treatments who actually don't take their treatment. So it could be a really good chance for us all to get that message out there in reinforcing the importance of regular preventer use if it's prescribed for you, which reduces your risk in face of all triggers, not just pollen.
It has been so good to get this really relevant information from you today, Anthony. Thank you. And if you're interested, you can download a thunderstorm asthma info sheet at asthma.org.au/triggers and then /thunderstorm-asthma. Thanks for joining us, Anthony. We are going to take a call. Les in Brighton, good morning.
Morning, Les.
Good morning. Blood pressure measuring machines show three indicators. Mm-hmm. No one seems to be talking about the half pulse rate, the third one, mm-hmm. and its relationship to the other two.
Well, pulse rate is just the number of times, Les, that your heart beats in a minute. So it is an important factor, but the most important thing really are those upper and lower levels of your blood pressure. So remember, your pulse rate goes up when you exercise, it comes down when you rest, but it is just another number.
Thank you so much for the call. We'll be right back after this break here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Discover the transformative power of the Super Elixir, Australia's iconic vegan greens powder pioneered by supermodel Elle Macpherson. This carefully curated formula contains 40 plus ingredients, including whole foods and herbal extracts that nourish your body from within. Experience the wonders of healthier hair, skin and nails, along with supported energy levels and digestive health. The Super Elixir is available in two award-winning flavours for just $74.99 each at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Wellico Super Elixir at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
A massive thanks to Zoe and GQ for joining us. And of course, you, the listeners, you want anything else from the show, houseofwellness.com.au.